loving the outcome is husband and wife team Jody King and Chris Rademacher. They've got two boys, Milo and Ziggy, and their latest song is Moving On. Jody has just published a book. It's about her journey of faith and family so far. It's called You Got This. Jody King, good morning.
Good morning.
Watching you on social media, Instagram, it seems like life has just kind of kicked into high gear for you guys. Is that true?
Yeah, it's funny. Not being on the road because of this COVID season, you'd think that we would just be kicking up our heels. But you know what? When God gives you something to say, you got to say it, right?
And you've just published a book. I mean, if you weren't busy enough and trying to fill the time, was it something that you got completed because of the downtime, or was this already a work in progress?
It was a work in progress. I think I started writing it, oh man, probably when Ziggy was 6 weeks old. That was the very first tour we did. I had a 6-week-old and an 18-month-old. And I just started journaling down revelation and things that I felt the Lord was sharing with me. I would just journal about all my struggles, trying to hold it all together and not doing a good job of it. And I'll never forget, I was trying to get on stage for our very first show with the babies in tow, and they were announcing our name, and I was trying to fit into my skinny jeans, and I could not get them even like up to my hips, and I was bawling my eyes out, and I was like, God, I can't do this. Like, do you got this together? Because I am falling apart. And I felt like in that moment, this was able to sort of shift and stop trying to be perfect and just let people see who Jesus really is. And that in the middle of my messy moments, like, that's what really shows that I need him and that that's where my strength comes from. So long story short, I didn't see it as a book at first, but after 2 years of journaling and telling my story, Chris, my husband, just said, babe, like, you're not the only person in the world that needs this. You need to get this out there. And so I put it into a day-by-day devotional. Each page is based off of one of our songs and a story behind the song, a verse of the day, and a lyric.
How did you know, like, at that moment, you weren't doing a good job? What is that realization? Like, we all have expectations that we try and live up to, but how were you feeling in that moment?
I felt like a failure. I don't know if anyone listening has probably maybe had a moment like that even today. I think just when I am trying to live up to someone else's standards, not my own and not the Father's, trying to put myself in a box, like, this is what it's supposed to look like to be a successful artist and a wonderful mother and a good wife. You know, I just had all of these check off the box and do it perfectly. And that was all me. Like, that was not the Lord. The shaming voice that we hear in our heads sometimes, I just want to put this out there, that's not the Lord. We do that to ourselves. He does nothing but speak love to us, you know? And so I just really had to pull that all apart and go, where is this coming from and how do I let it go? Maybe I just need to start showing up as I am, where I am in the season that I'm in. Because if I'm waiting for perfect, I'm just never going to show up.
Well, with two preschoolers in the house, could you sense that they feel that you're different now after this realization?
Oh, that's a great question, man. I wish we could ask them. Milo would tell you. I think what's probably shifted, man, you just become a parent and there's no manual, right? You're just learning on the fly together. And we were doing so much of it in public. So it felt really vulnerable and exposing. But I think what's probably changed is me realizing that it's okay to say, I don't know. I don't know when my kid asks me something, or if they've done something they know is wrong and I need to discipline, but I don't even exactly know the right move. It's actually okay to say, honey, you know, we both know that wasn't a good move, but mama doesn't really know how to fix it or what the right, you know, response is. So we're just going to pray about it. We're going to take a second and we'll talk about it in a little bit. I would have never given myself that permission. I felt like I needed to know and I needed to be on it and to be a step ahead of them. And God's like, no, I'm a step ahead. You just be present. Just be present.
Okay. Well, they're going to grow up and they're going to read mom's book eventually, right?
I guess that's true. Right. Ooh, pressure.
It's Loving the Outcome, and the new book is called You Got This, written by Jody King. She's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Jody.
Thank you so much for having me.